Love is pain, love is a tragedy. All that I have, all that I'll ever need is right here inside. Let the winds of freedom be my guide. With these lines from John Milton's Paradise Lost, let's start today's session. Hi everyone, I'm your host Akanksha, and today we shall talk about one of the most sensitive yet the most ignored topics, breakups and failed relationships, and the despair that follows. We're sure most of us have gone through a tough time when we had to part ways with the beloved. To shed more light on this, we have an expert, Mr. Peters, in our midst. He's a musician and a songwriter and now also offers counseling and relationship advice to couples. Hi, Mr. Peters, and welcome to our podcast.
Hello there, Akanksha, and thank you for having me for this session. And I'm really, you know, like, I really appreciate the tremendous effort that your team has put through. And, you know, I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much, Mr. Peters, for the kind words and appreciating our work. So, tell us one thing. Why do you think that we are filled with so much of negativity and sadness after a breakup?
Well, you know, sadness comes naturally since we're basically saying goodbye with a chance that we'll never meet that person again. So that's what happened when we are talking about passion. And being in love is nothing less than being involved in a passion project. And especially after investing so much time and effort, you know, in a relationship, a sudden breakup totally leaves you without a purpose.
Right.
So feeling empty and, you know, feeling negative is an obvious reaction that cannot be avoided.
Well, I totally agree that matches made in heaven are hard to come by. And tying yourself to a person might be a decision that backfires unexpectedly. So my another question is that, do you think that people are better off completely avoiding any kind of future relationships?
You know, that's a tough question, but the answer is quite simple. Give yourself time and know yourself. The emptiness that follows a relationship, it cannot be fulfilled by, you know, having another one. Especially when you haven't healed from your bad experiences in the past. And at the same time, you know, avoiding people who are close to you, especially your family and your friends, that is also not a solution. More people tend to go for a rebound relationship after a breakup, you know, and that could lead to further trauma. So make sure you end that vicious cycle first and then move on in your life, you know.
Right. All right. So moving on might be a simple thing, but what we leave behind is pretty hard, actually. So what do you think is the first thing one should do following a breakup? So should we try to make things right with that person or should we completely eliminate ourselves?
When a person is in love, he endures everything and, you know, submits to everything. You know, this might sound like a positive thing about love, but it, you know, love actually acts like an anesthetic and often makes us blind to our own suffering. You know, we are often guilty of being overly generous and, you know, kind with our partners, even when, you know, the situation doesn't call for that. So the first question that you should be asking yourself is the relationship worth it? Because if you have already suffered a lot, but all your efforts to make that relationship work, you know, are in vain, so you must reconsider your actions. That's what I would, you know, advise.
And how about alienating ourselves?
Well, even that is a bad idea because, you know, it might attract even more negativity in your life. And, you know, misery loves company. And you certainly don't want to be best friends with misery.
Okay. I think it's an eye-opener, honestly. I personally never thought of love as something that could inhibit us from being happy. So, if not love, then what empowers us?
Well, regardless of what I said, do not mistake love to be something negative. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it is also one of the most misunderstood of human emotions. And, you know, it might mean differently for different people. So, self-love, I could say, is empowering, but even that could lead to a lot of narcissism and, you know, apathy for other people. So, the most important thing, I would say, is self-control, which is extremely essential when dealing with passionate feelings.
Okay, so if you say self-control is definitely the key, I get the point. But this again is a major problem for a lot of people. Now, how do you suggest we should improve the self-control?
Well, I would say that, don't stick to the words, because the word control itself is a little far-fetched. As humans, we are essentially powerless to control or influence our surroundings. And, whatever happens around us, we certainly cannot control that, because sometimes we cannot even control our own actions. So in such times, the only thing that can show you the way is purpose. If you find a purpose, you might be inclined to follow that instead, and not let negativity creep in your life. This might sound like a spiritual mumbo jumbo, but a lot of people lose their own self in order to be, more appealing to their partners. And being in a romantic relationship isn't the only purpose in our life. There are so many other things, things of far greater magnitude that, we can choose to follow. And, it's only with great passion that you can overcome great pain.
Nicely said. Passion to overcome pain certainly sounds stoic, but sometimes poison is the cure. So, what all activities do you think are a great way to feel motivated after a breakup? I needed it sometime back, so please elaborate.
Well, there are certainly no rules or guidelines, and it all depends on your own personality and what you want to achieve in life. But if I had to pick any familiars, I would say sports, exercising, cooking, reading, learning art forms like dance and music. I would personally suggest, because a lot of art forms are pretty hard to follow, so they might not be the right thing if you want to feel motivated. I personally would recommend baking. I bake a lot, and it's rewarding, since I would find at the end of my baking session I would have good food to eat. And of course, it's not very hard. So everyone can excel at that and, feel good about themselves.
So, I say food definitely sounds uplifting here, and nothing makes my day better than a loaded pizza. Do you make pizza?
Well, I certainly do.
I certainly agree that my love for pizza transcends my love for people.
Well, same here, same here. But while we're talking about food and a love for certain things, to replace that empty feeling, even addiction is not the answer. We know a lot of people tend to drown themselves in alcohol and tons of other drugs and, narcotics following a bad relationship, and so that will not improve the quality of your life. I personally dealt with this addiction. I was addicted to alcohol, and because I thought that, somehow I wanted to numb my pain, but it also made me blind to whatever that I lost in the process. So it's only when I found my passion for music and songwriting was I able to overcome my problems.
So, listeners, this was indeed one of the most important pieces of advice we'd love to give you. Life is certainly not easy, and so are relationships. So, it is important for all of us to shun all the unrealistic expectations about love and fill the hollow inside us. So, it was really an enlightening conversation, Mr. Peters. Thank you for coming to our podcast. We hope our audience also finds this session uplifting, while providing answers to their questions.
Thank you, Akansha, for having me.
So, guys, if you like the podcast, do not forget to share your reviews. This is Akanksha signing off. Stay strong, stay safe, and have a good day.